Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland County Bank Online may be perfect for you. Learn more at Richland County Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're back underway after the timeout. River Valley on a free ball attempt, going to try to drive it, and they drive it out of bounds. And we're back to even at 15. Platteville leading Dodgeville, one set to none in the Southwest Conference. Hillsborough 1-0 up on Cashton. Seneca 1-0 up on DeSoto. There's the serve by Clements. Fielded on the far side. Mahoney is going to tap it. It's going to be played by Stafford. Gets it over. Here is Walsh setting it up. Shot is over. Down it goes for Pauls. And that'll make it a 16-15 Richland Center lead. So the Hornets back on top in this seesaw battle. Swing back and forth for momentum. Here comes the serve. Diving dig, and Smith can't play it. That's an ace for the Hornets, and they go up by two. 17-15, Ella Clements gets an ace for Richland Center. It's second ace in the second set. There's the serve. Fielded near side by Straka. Back to Stafford. Drives it over down the line and out of bounds. And the Hornets lead by three at 18-15. And just like that, River Valley would like a timeout. Wow. Valley won the opener 25-22. Hornets now up by three, 18-15 on WRCO Sports.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Planning a timber harvest isn't always simple. There are many factors to consider, and your trees are an important asset on land that deserves careful management. Since 1936, Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make smart, informed decisions about their timber. Their professional team will work with you to develop a clear vision for your timber assets. Call Meister Log & Lumber today at 608-524-4414. That's 608-524-4414, and let the experts help you plan your harvest the right way.
We're underway with a volley now after the River Valley timeout. Blackhawks get a block, and they get it down. Ella Myers gets the block kill. That makes it 18-16. And these are magic timeouts. They often are in volleyball. Hornets took one and got a three-point lead. River Valley takes one. They get a lead. They get a point. Here comes the serve. Hornets set it up for Weiss. Shot is blocked. Back down it goes. And it's a block by Mahoney and company. And that makes it an 18-17. Second set. My, oh, my. Hawks come back with some good hits, and here's a serve by Stafford. Rebound back by Wirtz. Slap back by Myers. Played now by Walsh. Gets it back from Gander, and she'll send it to the back row. Stafford, and then back to Myers. Down it goes off the assist from Mahoney, and we are tied. 18 apiece here in the second. Serving will be number four, Paige Stafford. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Here comes the serve by Stafford. Fielded by Razick. Here's the set. Far side. Pauls takes it over. Down it goes. And the Hornets lead. 19-18. Danica Pauls will serve for the Hornets. Serve-receive mode for River Valley. Pauls coming up. And there is the line drive serve. No, net does not make the net. Net serve. Gives it right back to River Valley and a 19-19 ball game in the second set. Ella Myers will serve for River Valley. Hornets cut it off. Weiss, Walsh, right side. Wirtz takes it over. Diving dig. Hawks can't get it, and the Hornets lead. Adeline Wirtz putting a charge into one, and the Hornets go up by one. 20-19. Into the lineup to serve. Aubrey Kolstad. Taylor Wirtz front left, and the Hawks ready to receive it. There's the serve. Far side fielded now by Hillebrand. Back it goes to the right. Rolf drives it over. Back row, Razick. Paul sets it on the right side. Ball shot into the net. Blocked now by Roth, it looks like. Back it goes. Hornets try again with a shot by Wirtz. Back row, Smith. There's the quick set. Shot by River Valley is blocked by Weiss, and down it goes. Ella V. Weiss makes her presence known again. 21-19 in favor of the Hornets by two down the stretch in this one. Serving will be Colstead. Fielded now by Stafford. There's the set on the left side. Roth takes it over with the left hand. Got it down. Izzy Roth is kind of that X factor for River Valley in that front left when she's in there, and makes another nice play to make it 21-20. And the Hawks will serve. Mahoney with a serve, fielded by Poles. Colstead with a set, and it's going to hit the net. Karam, and that's four hits on the Hornets. And just like that, we are tied at 21 here in the second. Down the stretch in this one tonight. Hornets trying to equal River Valley's opening set win. Here's the serve, fielded by Poles. Now Colston gives it right back to where Danica attacks for the back row, drives it out of bounds. A point for River Valley, 22-21. Jamie Johnson wants a timeout for the Hornets. We'll be back in 30 seconds, 22-21, visiting River Valley in the lead here in the second set on WRCO and WRCO.com.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Thanks for joining us here tonight for high school volleyball action, winding down our full sports season on WRCO and the postseason beginning next week, last week of 11-player football this week as well. New Glarus and Wisconsin Heights, the Vanguards leading two sets to none in that one. Here we go, 22-21 River Valley, the serve by Mahoney, a good one. Fielded down the left side, Wirtz to Wirtz. Taylor gets it over, shot is out of bounds. Very close, and that'll be a point for River Valley, and they'll go up with the lead now of 23-21. Josie Mahoney gets the whistle. There's the serve, far side, fielded by Poles. Colstead sets it. Taylor Wirtz shot into the net. No, it's going to be a point for River Valley, and that makes it 24-21. River Valley has come back. They've got game point. Josie Mahoney will serve. Slaps it right down the middle, cut off by Wirtz. Here's Colstead with the pass. Taylor Wirtz, tough one back to the right side. Can't get it over. Tough pass to handle. And that'll make it a 25-21 final. River Valley taking a 2-0 lead in the match here tonight. Teams will switch sides, and the Hornets have to try and win three in a row. River Valley needs just one more to take the match. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. High school volleyball coverage tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today, head coach Eric Mindum of the Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Teams is talking about his team preparing for the upcoming Cross Country Conference Meet hosted by Platteville.
We saw the course a couple weeks ago, so no surprises there. We're hoping we're running our best. The way the boys team has been running, we feel like we have a strong shot to compete for a conference title. We just got to do what we've done all year, which is get out fast and stick and just keep pushing the pace there. On the girls' side, we've got a few girls that have potential to be all-conference runners. We just got to make sure we're healthy and ready to go on Thursday, and we'll see what the results are. We've run well this year. We just haven't all run well at the same time there, so we're really hoping we can put together our best race.
For the boys, trying to win this conference title outright, you've had some close ones with Dodge Point this year, haven't you?
We have, yeah. If we go back to middle of the season, the basketball night race, I think we maybe only had them by a couple points or something like that. It wasn't much. And they've gotten better since then, and so have we. So we think it's going to be a really good battle with those guys. And, you know, they're the team that's been there and done that. We just haven't gotten over the hump in previous years. But we're expecting to this year. We've got the experience. We've got the talent. We just have to put on our best race and run our race and see where the results fall.
Good luck to the Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams and all of the cross-country teams from the Southwest heading to Platteville on Thursday afternoon. The sectional meet for the WIAA is coming up next week. I am Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to Richland Center. In set number two, River Valley was down 7-0, and they come back to win 25-21. Led by three kills from Ella Myers, two kills from Paige Stafford, and an ace and a kill from Izzy Roth. And also, let's see, for Richland Center, an ace for Rainey Walsh, an ace for Ella Clements, two kills for Danica Pauls, and for Ella V. Weiss. The teams switch sides, and set number three, River Valley has won the first two, 25-22 and 25-21. Earlier we gave you an Ithaca score, and that evidently was not correct. That may have been the JV match. They're playing at Wazika Steuben tonight. We do know that North Crawford and Lafarge Youth Initiative are tied at one. Hillsborough and Cashton are tied at one as well. Rocca leading Black River Falls, one set to none. We're into the third here at RCHS, and River Valley will serve it first. Smith with the serve, fielded by the Hornets, set by Walsh over the top, ball on the far side, caroms into the stands, and it'll be a point for the Hornets, and they lead by a score of 1-0. Serving will be Ella Clements. Ella with a couple of dribbles, and there's the line drive serve. Fielded near side by the Hawks. Set for Myers. Shot into the net, and the Hornets go up 2-0. So the ball goes back to the Hornets. Clements will serve. And in serve-receive mode, River Valley. There's Clements' serve. Cut off by Straka. There's the quick set. Myers shot into the net, and that makes it a 3-0 lead for the Hornets. They started out 7-0 leaders in the second set. Couldn't maintain that. Here's the serve by Clements. Nice dig by Straka. There's Mahoney. And then slapped over that time by Straka. Set to the left side. Pauls for the kill. Blocked by River Valley. Backed up now by Clements. Set of an near side. Shot by Gander. Back row. Fielded now by River Valley. Mahoney distributes it. Stafford pops it over to the right side. Pauls. Walsh right back to Danica. Her shot blocked. And down it goes by Myers. That'll make it 3-1. The Blackhawks on the board. Into the lineup for River Valley. Number two, Ella Prohaska. For the Hornets, number one, libero player, Tatum Razick. 3-1 Hornets in the third. There's the serve. Pauls and company, and it's kept live. Oh, nice job, Gander. Walsh gets it over. River Valley on the near side. Stafford takes it over. There's Pauls. Quick set for Weiss. Ella V drops it over. Fielded by Mahoney, and then Smith. Stafford takes it over. It's going to be Pauls. Set for Gander. Her shot blocked by River Valley. Back to the Hornets. Here goes Razick, and now Clements gets it over on hit then number two. Here's a set for Myers. She hammers it down. Rainey Walsh got a hand on it, drove it to the net, but it was really a tough one. It ricocheted hard off the net, and River Valley now within a point at 3-2. Here comes the approach by River Valley. That's a net serve, and the Hornets get a point and the serve. 4-2, they lead. Hillebrand checking in for the Blackhawks. Wazika Steuben leading Ithaca 1-0. That's the actual score. Varsity action tonight. Pauls with a serve. Fielded near side by Hillebrand. Now Stafford Mahoney gets it over. Back row Hornets. Here's Razick. Quick set for Gander. Drives it over. Kept live by the Hawks and punched over by Myers. Now to the far side. Adeline Wirtz gets it. Back row Hawks. Set to the near side. Stafford with a left hand. Blocked by the Hornets. Now pushed over by Stafford. Left side Pauls. Walsh. There's Mahoney and Myers on hit number two. Weiss drives it back. Myers tries again. Hammers it over. Oh, what a dig by Danica Pauls. Set to Walsh. Drives it over. Back so for Smith. Back to Myers. Drives it. Blocked by Weiss. Battle of Cousins going on tonight. This one slipped back by Walsh. Weiss drops it over. And down it goes. 5-2. Hornets by three. Ellaby Weiss gets a handle on that last one, and the Hornets, Danica Pauls, will serve. Richland Center leading by three. There it is. That one is out of bounds. Right back to the Hawks on the side out. So River Valley will serve it. Paige Stafford does the honors, number four. Couple of steps up and then drives it. Going to be fielded now by Razick. Centered by Walsh, and now nice job getting it over is Pauls. Quick set by Mahoney, drives it over. Danica Pauls. Wirtz brings it back to the court. Pauls drives it over. Smith with a nice dig. Set of a left side shot over, and that one is out of bounds on the kill attempt by Brooklyn Stokes. And the Hornets go up by a score of 6-3. Platteville and Dodgeville tied at one tonight in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Serving for Richland Center, number 14, Aubrey Colstead. Going to be passed to the left side. Nice job by River Valley. Now to Myers. Shot into the net. Hornets lead by four. 7-3. Blackhawks trying to get all their ducks in a row on the left side, and the Hornets will keep on serving. Aubrey Colstead, the sophomore with the approach. There is the serve. Cut off on the left side now by the Hawks. They're going to get it for a tap over by Stokes. Weiss pushes it over for the Hornets. Here's a quick set. Myers drops it over. Wirtz fields it. There's the set. Colstead. Pauls gets it over. Back row Stafford. Quick set. Myers drops it in. That'll make it 7-4. Josie Mahoney getting it to Ella Myers. Her second kill of this third set. And Myers will serve. 7-4 Richland Center. Pauls with the shot to the net. Blocked down by Roth. And it is 7-5. Hornets free balled it over, and Roth was right there. River Valley within 2 points. They won the first two sets tonight. Myers with the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. That'll a nice play to Taylor on the left side. Drives it over. Got it down. 8-5. Richland Center back up by three in a quick moving contest here. Lots of scoring. Got to keep my pencil sharp. Tatum Razick will serve for the Hornets. And Smith lets it go, and that was a good move. It's out of bounds. So the service violation, and the Hawks are within two. Side out River Valley, 8-6. Into the front row is Kenley Straka for River Valley. And there's the serve by Mahoney. That one is soft one. It's going to be fielded by the Hornets. Kept live and now punched over by Colstead. Smith, Mahoney, right side, tapped over by Stokes. Hornets try again. Left side, Adeline Wirtz down the line. Kept live by Stafford. Ball caroms. Hawks play it. Oh, what a nice play. Stokes got it back. Left side, Wirtz shot blocked by River Valley. Back to the Hornets. Try it again. Here on the left side, Wirtz bumps it back row. Smith, Mahoney, and Roth drives it over. Fielded by the Hornets. They can't play the carom off the net. And it goes down before hit number three. And the Hawks are within a point, 8-7. River Valley won the first two tonight, 25-22 and 25-21. River Valley trying to tie it. There's the serve. Pauls with a pass. It's going to carom off the net. Too hard. And the Hawks have come all the way back to tie it up again. 8-8. Hornets starting out this 3-0 and had not trailed. They were up 7-3, and now River Valley has brought it back to even at 8. Josie Mahoney will serve. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded on the far side by the Hornets. Quick set. Shot is through the wall by Clements. Kept live by River Valley. Back to Roth. Ball blocked by Clemens. Kept live by Stafford. And Smith gets it over. No, it hit the antenna. Good effort. The Hornets win that volley. 9-8 is the score. 9-8 in favor of the Hornets, and they will get the side out. Serving, Adeline Wirtz. Wirtz with a run-up, line drive serve, back row. It's going to be Smith, Mahoney, ball into the net, and the Hornets gain a point. That'll make it 10-8. River Valley's initial pass a little bit too strong to the net, and the Hornets take advantage now. Will serve again. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, fielded by Smith. Kept live by Mahoney. There is a left-handed swing. The shot over by Straka. Hornets try it again. Wirtz drops it over. Out of bounds. Taylor Wirtz trying to shoot the line and missed, and River Valley is within one. 10-9. Brooklyn Stokes will serve for the Blackhawks. Stokes with the walk-up. There's the serve. Fielded by Adeline Wirtz. Colstead left side. Paul takes it down the line. Fielded there by Stokes. Back to the near side. Stafford drives it over. Razick with the dig. Ball to the right side. Ball punched by the Hornets. Net violation on River Valley. And the Hornets go up by two at 11-9. Richland Center will have one more conference match. They'll be at home against Lancaster on Thursday night. River Valley will be on the road, I believe. Anyway, they play Dodgeville. I'll have to check that out. Hawks play Dodgeville for the final match of the regular season. And serving is Rainey Walsh. Hornets by two in the third. Fielded now by Stokes. There's Mahoney giving it off to Roth. Drives it over. Back row fielded by Razick. There's the set. Paul takes it over. Nice dig left side by Stokes. Near side Stafford drops it over. Rainey Walsh. There is J.C. Gander. Ball's going to be blocked by the Hawks. And out of bounds. Roth tried to shoot the line and missed. And the Hornets go up by a score of 12-9. Coach Mariah Hill giving encouragement to her team. Back is for Richland Center. The serve by Walsh dies quickly. Smith, and there's Mahoney. Ball shot by Stafford. Pushed back by Gander. Kept going by River Valley on the left side. Ball is on the net, and a net violation called on the Hornets. The point goes the way of the Hawks. And they turn the tide to make it 12-10. Kylie Smith will serve. Kylie gets a couple of dribbles and now steps up. Hornets by two. Pauls passes, gets it right back, drives it through the wall. Backed up by Smith. Mahoney, left side. Stafford drives it back row. Hornets, Adeline Wirtz. Rainey Walsh, left side. It's tough on the net. Pauls got it in. Not a nice one that hugged the net and just fed inside the line. And the Hornets go up 13-10. Serving will be Ella Clements. Clements with a serve. Fielded by Stafford. There's Mahoney. And then hammering it down is Myers. And it is inbounds. Ella Myers makes it a 13-11 ball game. Serving for the Blackhawks, number two, Ella Prohaska. Got to find her the ball, and she will take over. So here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Razick. Rainey Walsh gives it to Paul. Danica shot. Down it goes, and the Hornets go back up by three. 14-11. Richland Center leading by three. Hawks leading the match. Two sets to none. River Valley needing a win to sweep. Hornets need a win to keep alive and try to force it to a fourth and a fifth. Pauls with the serve. Fielded by Smith. Here's the set going to the right side. River Valley takes it over. Pauls back row. Walsh left side. Adeline Wirtz. It's going to be out of bounds. Took a shot. It was not tipped. And the Hawks are within 2 points. 14-12. Serving will be Paige Stafford. Paige with a serve. Fielded by Pauls. Left side. They're going to drive it. And Wirtz puts it down the line. Adeline's shot just wide to the left and out of bounds. And River Valley is within a point at 14-13 here in the third. Down to the wire here in the third. And we're midway through. There's the serve. Fielded by Razick. Near side, Gander shot, blocked down by Myers, and we are back to even. 14 apiece here in the third. Seneca up on DeSoto, 2-0. Moroka leading Black River Falls 2-0 in high school volleyball action tonight. There's the serve. Pauls, Walsh back to the middle, and Weiss drives it over. Fielded by Mahoney. There's a set left side. Tough one, and it's going to be hit into the net by Stokes. Tough pass, and the Hornets go up by a point. 15-14. Into the lineup for Richland Center, number 14, Omri Kolstad. Number 24, Taylor Wirtz. Hornets by a point in the third. And there's the serve. That one is just a little bit out of bounds. So back to even at 15 in the third. Third set action coming into the lineup is Izzy Roth. Ella Myers with the approach, and there's the serve. It's going to be Adeline Wirtz, and now Ellie Weiss back to Pauls for the back row. Shot is wide and out of bounds, and the Hawks come back to go up by a point. 16-15. Let's see. River Valley just going back over the running score. They have not led it until now. 16-15. Ella Myers will serve. Fielded by Pauls. There is a setup by Kolstad. Weiss takes it over. Nice hit. And we're tied. 16 apiece. And side out Richland Center. Razik and company, and getting set for the ball. Where did the ball go? There it is. It was stuck in the bleachers. All right, we're going, ready to go once again. It's Razik to serve. Tied at 16 down the stretch in this one. Played by Smith. Here's Mahoney setting it up, and there's the shot on the line. It's in for Brooklyn Stokes. That was close. Fed it down the line, and River Valley leads 17-16. Serving will be Josie Mahoney. There's the serve. Far side dug by Pauls. Kolstad sets it up. Shot by Clements. Back row. River Valley got a hand on it, but it's going to go down, and we're back tied at 17. Serving will be Richland Center's number 12, Adeline Wirtz. 17-17 in the third. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hawks. They'll set it up on the right side and take it over and out of bounds on the hit by Stokes. And the Hornets take the lead. 18-17 in the third. Timeout to find the ball. Adeline Wirtz will serve again for Richland Center. Here's the run-up in the line drive serve. Fielded now by Smith. There's a quick set shot by Roth, blocked by the Hornets, out of bounds. That one actually caromed and hit the antenna and the judge, the referee. We're tied at 18. Hawks lead the match 2-0, 18 apiece in the third. Here's the serve by River Valley, diving dig. Nice play by Adeline Wirtz back to the near side. Taylor Wirtz gets it over. Fielded now by River Valley. They'll take a shot with left hand, hit by Straka. Down it goes. Off a tip from Richland Center. And the Hawks lead it. 19-18. They get Kenley Straka in on the act. And right now Stokes will serve. River Valley by one. Crunch time here for the Hornets. River Valley trying to win it in three. There's the serve. Fielded now by Wirtz. Taylor on the left side, and Pauls gets it over. Here is Mahoney passing it to the back row. Now back to Stafford, near side, drops it over. Fielded by Razik. There's the set. Taylor Wirtz shot on the line and out of bounds, they say. Just missed. And the Hawks go up by two. Timeout, Richland Center. 20-18, River Valley leading in the third. They won the first two sets tonight. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
20-18, River Valley in the lead, and the Blackhawks will serve. Here's the approach, line drive far side, Adeline works, passes near side, Colstead, Adeline gets it back, Hornets get it over. Here's Stafford, back to Mahoney, quick set, this one a tough one, getting it over is Straka. Hornets hit it into the net on the attempt to get it back on the first hit, and River Valley suddenly goes up 21-18 in the third. Brooklyn Stokes will serve. Stokes with a couple of dribbles. Here's the step-up line drive serve. Cut off by the Hornets. They can't get it back. And that'll go as an ace, 22-18. River Valley in the lead. The Hornets have kind of now been stymied. They led 18-17. River Valley has scored five in a row. Here comes the dribble and then the approach and the serve by River Valley. And it's going to be the Hornets unable to make the play. And that makes it a 23-18 score. Timeout for the Hornets. Struggling right now. River Valley has got all the fire and the momentum, and they're up 2-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more from WRCO Sports.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Phil, the flip phone has Seneca up on DeSoto, 2-0 tonight. New Glarus 2-1 on Wisconsin Heights, 2-1 on New Glarus. Platteville and Dodgeville tied at 1. Here in the third, River Valley leads it 23-18. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve fielded by the Hornets. They pop it up to the net. Tough one. Pauls brings it back and Clemens gets it over. River Valley works it now to Mahoney. The center sets it up, left side down the line and in for Paige Stafford, and the Hawks have game point. 24-18, Paige Stafford gets into the act, her first kill of the third, and that comes back now to River Valley with game point. River Valley on the verge of sweeping the Hornets. They went 5 the last time they played, with Richland Center winning. River Valley striking back here tonight. They just need a point. Here's the serve. Cut off now by Clements. Pass to the left side. Pauls keeps it going. It's going to be Stokes. Ball free, ball back. Now the left side is going to be played by River Valley for the win. Roth drives it over. In. And that will do it. Roth gets the point on game point. That one hugged the line. And River Valley gets out with a sweep here tonight. 25-18. The final score, as they celebrate a victory during the final week of the season, second to last conference match of the year. Coming up, tonight's Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. You're listening to coverage of high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust, we are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
on WICO Radio. And it is a 3-0 victory for the River Valley Blackhawks tonight. Getting the win, scores tonight 25-22, 25-21, and 25-18. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the contest, really a couple of trends, but I think we got to go with a 7-0 lead for Richland Center in the second. And they're cruising along, and River Valley comes all the way back to win that one eventually by 4, 25-21. But certainly some well-played match action and really some good teamwork. There's a kill from Izzy Roth in there. There's a kill from Kenley Straka. And there's also some help from Brooklyn Stokes and good team effort. Again, that win in the second one really gave River Valley some momentum, especially after being down 7-0 to start it. That's the Duncan Rewards turning point of the contest tonight on WRCO Radio. Duncan requests your presence there for all kinds of rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drink. More coming up for the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse in a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Need a boost to power through your day? Duncan delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Duncan app, it's Duncan done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Duncan Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time, Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday, starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish, dine-in, or take it to go. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Fall into some great deals this week at All American Do It Center. Save $2 on select Great Stuff foam sealant sprays starting at $6.99. Save $20 on a First Alert gas and carbon monoxide detector, now $49.99. Or get $5 off select 5-gallon auto shutoff fuel cans, now $24.99. Shop the October sale at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, the Shoebox has sizes and width for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at the Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
River Valley gets the win by sweep here this evening at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues in the third set. Three kills from Ella Myers and a block, two aces from Brooklyn Stokes. That was certainly another difference maker, as after a Richland Center timeout, Blackhawks would go on to score. In fact, the Hornets led 18-17 in the third and would not score another point. River Valley scores the last 8 points of the third. Two of them came on aces from Brooklyn Stokes. Danica Pauls with two kills, Taylor Wirtz with a kill, and a couple of kills for Ellaby Weiss, leading the way for Richland Center in the third and final here tonight. So the Hornets handed a third conference loss. The teams are going to be fairly even all the way down the stretch here as we get into tournament play as well. But it's been a real topsy-turvy conference this year in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference from each match to the next, and very even talent. Really not a lot of scores surprise you, other than maybe Prairie du Chien has struggled a little bit this year with their conference matches. But the rest, there have been some battles and not a lot of three-set sweeps. But this one happens tonight as River Valley brings its A game on the road and gets the victory. In fact, River Valley wins at all levels tonight. They take the JV 1, 3-0. They take the JV 2, 2-1. And the final here tonight in varsity action, River Valley winning 25-22, also 25-21, and 25-18. We'll join you again on Thursday night with high school volleyball as Richland Center hosts senior night against Lancaster. The Hornet football team playing Prairie du Chien on Friday night for the final conference game and the Southwest Conference action from right here in Richland Center. We'll have that for you as well, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Thanks to our fine engineer, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, Phil Nee signing off. Thanks for supporting high school sports. Once again, congratulations to River Valley on a three-set sweep here tonight over the Richland Center Hornets. You've been listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing, you're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Home's where the heart is. Mine's never been attached. I hit 232. Those old railroad tracks, a dirt road with potholes. Suddenly, I swear I'm a kid again. My handprint in concrete, right next to my sister's. It's been there too long for us to remember. We grew up past those doors and acres they bought back in 84. If home's where the heart is, mine's on that front porch, just like my dad and like his dad before. If I ever get lost, I know just what I'll do. I'll find my way. 32. Pappy sat by the fire and we flipped through old memories. He told us some stories about our family history, a county road and ranch, bringing me right back to who I am. But not out in Grimes, I swing open that gate and go back in time. If home's where the heart is, mine's on that front porch, just like my dad and like his dad before. If I ever get lost, I know just what I'll do. I'll find my way back down to
time of year when the leaves began to fall, that you would think of flags and flannel shirts, and that'd be worth the call. You would think this cold would stir up some old memory. You would think that you would think of me. You would think all this time would have done what it does best. You would think I wouldn't think about what's going through your head. You would think these thoughts would go both ways eventually. You would think that you would think of me. You would think some song, you would think some place, you would think some look on a stranger's face would ring a bell or hurt like hell or make you feel something is missing. And if you wonder what it might be, you would think you'd think of me. Catching up wouldn't be that big a deal, if only for my forgiveness to finally set you free. You would think that you would think of me. You would think some song, you would think some place, you would think some look on a stranger's face would ring a bell or hurt like hell. When you're trying to fall asleep, you would think that you would think of me. You would think some song, you would think some place, you would think some look on a stranger's face would ring a bell or hurt like hell or make you feel something is missing. And if you wonder what it might be, we'll be right back.
just had me one hell of a work week. It's been driving me crazy. Not enough of you, baby. Yeah, and I've been thinking about breaking in the weekend. Not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride. And baby, let's go take a dirt road. Kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler and a truck bed, a couple towels when we get wet. Cause you know we gonna jump in. It takes a little midnight swim. Good song on the radio till I get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching. No one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby. You and I getting down, loosen up all night.
News, I'm Dave Packer. A Senate vote to end the government shutdown failed this evening for the eighth time. Before the vote, Senate Republican leader John Thune fixing the blame.
Only Democrats have made demands. And by the way, very expensive demands. And they've taken government funding hostage in an attempt to force through their partisan measures.
Democrats pushing for a resolution that would restore health care funding. With the ceasefire in effect, President Trump today threatening Hamas said if it doesn't disarm, the U.S. will force them to. Cody Ballmer pleading guilty today to the attempted murder of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, plus numerous counts of arson in the firebombing attack on the governor's residence in Harrisburg in April. 48-year-old Lance Shockley, a Missouri man who has maintained his innocence, executed by lethal injection this evening for the fatal shooting of a state trooper more than 20 years ago. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 202 points today. This is ABC News.